This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit in your home. Well, hello, families. I am so happy that you are here with me listening to a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. Terry and I are talking to you today about how to be firm and kind in your parenting walk. And I love teaching about this subject, you guys. I think it's an area that many families struggle with. I know I struggled with it big time when I first became aware of and started learning about positive parenting. But I think many of us have a tendency to fall into the too firm or the too kind category, right? I think it's very easy, especially those of us who were raised in, you know, very autocratic homes where we have a tendency to be like, it's very easy for us to be too firm and like lay the law like almost too hard, where we lay our head on our pillow at the end of the night and we're just kind of feel guilty and shameful and are often full of blame that our kids are just making our days crazy. And then on the other side are some of us, you know I work with parents a lot of times in my Bonfire membership program who struggle with this, where they just really have a hard time sticking to those limits and being firm with their no's, and they feel like they roll over often, and then at the end of the day, they feel disrespected and alone, and that's not good either, right? So how do you actually find that middle ground where you are setting very firm limits with your kids, you have strong boundaries, you're very clear about what your no's are, you help your children to understand why those no's exist, and then you follow through on a very consistent basis, and you do that with kindness and connection. Connection is so key. We talk about that so much here at Fresh Start Family, that, you know, rules plus relationship equals respect. And so when you can be that firm, kind leader in your home where the limits exist and they're, you know, enforced in a kind and firm way, and you do it in a way where you're connected with your kids, I think just everything changes for families. So I love teaching about this. I know, you know, when I first learned this, this four-step process that I actually will teach you about in my new program called the Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint that I've been working on for months, is I just remember being like, wow, this is so easy to follow. And yes, it takes practice for sure. It's not a magic pill, but it takes practice, and it gives you this blueprint of like, actually, what are the steps that I need to follow if I want to be confident in my limit setting and do it in a way where I'm connected with my kids. But I just remember being kind of awestruck of like, whoa, not only is this easy to remember, but it actually works. And so that four-step process is something that I share with you more in that new program, the Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint. And I have been working so hard on that for the last few months, families, because I knew that I wanted to create something that was a very entry-level program. For those of you who have never gone through the Foundations course and you want to step into learning, but you've never done it. And so I know this last month I did a video survey that I emailed out, and it was such a pleasure to hear from so many of you guys. Thank you to those of you who responded to that. And I loved hearing your thoughts and just your, your requests for what you want us to hear, what you want Terry and I to speak more about here on the show, what you want me to teach more, where you want me to show up, whether it's webinars or live feeds or more podcasts on certain subjects. I really am grateful for all of you who took the time to fill out that survey. And, I asked you many questions in there. And one of the questions that I asked was, what has prevented you, if you've really wanted to kind of take the next step and get into a formal positive parenting education program, but you never have, and you still feel like there's things in your parenting walk that are just not lining up, you're still feeling stressed, you're still having confusion, you're still having disconnection with your kids, you're still maybe relying on threats and fear and force and bribery and rewards most days to get them to listen, in air quotes, get them to listen. And so when I asked you that, so many of you said two of the biggest reasons that have held you back is time. You feel like you don't have enough time, which trust me, I get it. Oh my gosh, raising little human souls is crazy. And then during this season right now, it just feels like we really, there's no time, right? And then financially, many of you said it's just been really hard to swing, you know, a $300 full positive parenting program. So thank you for sharing that with me. When I built this program, like I said, I kept that in mind and I want it to be something that is not huge of a time commitment. It's a 1 hour class, you guys. 1 hour class. It's got lots of benefits and lots of assets that come with it that are printables and PDFs and journaling pages and what to do if your spouse isn't on board, extra workshops, those type of things. But the core program is just a 1 hour class. So it really, as far as a time commitment goes, is something that every single one of you can do. And then as far as the financial side, I get it. I know it's like, I remember when I first started learning positive parenting, I was blessed with a, you know, free work in the beginning. I went to a free class. That's how I got exposed. And I will also tell you that it wasn't until I formally invested in my family with a full program and a full coaching and life coaching support program, that's when I actually started to get like radical shifts in my heart and my mind. And that caused me to have radical shifts in my relationship with my daughter. And then from that, there started to be radical shifts in her misbehavior and our family unit just being in a much different place, much more peace and joy in our home, and everything just started to fall into place. But it really wasn't until I formally invested. And I know that financially it can be really hard. So when I built this program, the new Firm and Kind Blueprint, I wanted to make it super affordable so all of you could afford it. So for $27, families, you can come in and learn this very easy to remember, simple to apply, 4-step process to help you set those firm limits and stick to them with consistency. So basically for less than getting your family to go pizza on a Friday night, you can really step into a formal positive parenting education program and start learning today. And so I think there's something to be said about putting your money where your mouth is, right? I know that's kind of a harsh phrase or it can come across as it, but that was what was true in my life. Like when I was consuming the free content, I just wasn't as invested. And podcasts, you know, are fantastic. Terry and I love producing these free podcasts for you every single week. And I am so grateful for all of you who email me and tell me how much they help you in your life. Yay, I'm so grateful. I love serving you guys. You know, books from the library and Amazon are fantastic too. Blog posts are fantastic. Following great positive parenting educators on social are great. And I will tell you that if you truly want to get to the next level with your children to create the family legacy of your dreams and break those painful generational cycles that are causing you to parent out of reactivity and habit, not in the way that you feel confident at the end of the night when you lay your head on your pillow, you gotta step into a formal positive parenting education program. And the Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint is your opportunity to do that for $27. So go check it out, you guys, and let me know what you think. You can, I think I already said the URL, but it's firmandkindparentingblueprint.com. Okay? All right. So without further ado, enjoy this episode, you guys. Make sure you have subscribed to the podcast. If you haven't already, head over to iTunes, click that little subscribe button. Always, we are so thankful if you can leave a review while you're there. It should take you less than 3 minutes. Reviews help us get seen in the iTunes world. And when we are seen in the iTunes world, we are able to reach more and more families across the world who maybe have never heard of positive parenting. They are not aware that they have choices when it comes to parenting and disciplining and teaching their kids important life lessons. And it just allows us to help more and more families. So subscribe, leave a review, go check out the Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint and enjoy this episode.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Well, hey there, families, and welcome to another episode of the Fresh Start Family Show.
Welcome.
Yes, we are super excited to chat with you guys this morning about four ways you can practice firm and kind parenting in your home. I know this is one of those areas that because we've been entrenched in positive parenting for so long here within the Snyder family, this seems like second nature to us, and we say this all the time to parents, and we do a lot of work here at Fresh Start Family with this language, how to be firm and kind. And recently I realized that this often for newer families who are coming to know what positive parenting is all about, it kind of is hard to understand. Like how do you actually be firm and kind at the same time? So I get a lot of questions within my membership program about how this looks. So we wanted to go into some greater detail today and give you guys some more details. So we are gonna cover, like I said, four ways. The first one is we're gonna talk about understanding what firmness is and how it looks in our parenting walk. We're gonna talk second about understanding what kindness is and what it looks like in our parenting walk. Number three, how to practice the four-step firm and kind process. And then number four, how to aim for practice and progress over perfection.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is an important one too, because I think when people get introduced to the idea or just the name positive parenting, they might start drawing a lot of conclusions of like, I think, you know, you've gotten in the past, like, so does that mean you never say no to your kids?
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, positive parenting is great because, you know, it is rooted in positivity, which is incredible.
And positive psychology.
And positive psychology, all kinds of things, you know, that interweave into it, like redirecting children's behavior, all of these, you know, wonderful concepts. But at the end of the day, it's not about just being, you know, a yes parent. So much of this is about being firm, with, you know, room to wiggle sometimes. But,
yeah.
So this is super important. I think this is like the layer right below, you hear about positive parenting. What's that all about? Firm and kind.
It is firm and kind.
It's being firm and kind.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you can end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle. Yeah, it's essentially what we teach here at Fresh Start Family. We empower families to find the middle ground between too firm and too kind.
And really, like, you know, and that middle ground is firm and kind, right? And when you take it a layer deeper, what we really do here at Fresh Start Family is we help parents end painful generational cycles by building out their parenting toolkit so they can truly be at choice, so they can create family legacies and memories that they are proud of. And often that includes really leaning in heavy to understand how firm and kind really can coexist. Because in the past, there was the majority of the families I work with at Fresh Start Family were only exposed to the too firm, way of growing up, where, yes, there were firm rules and boundaries, but it was often in an autocratic parenting style where there was hurt, there was pain, there was fear, there was force, there was intimidation. That's how the lessons got taught. And then, there's also, of course, families who grew up in families who, you know, parents were permissive, right? Which is really hard to grow up in also. So it's like neither of those is what we're looking for. We're looking to choose our own path forward once we become parents. So we can really raise our children the way we feel is in line with our own moral compass. And that takes effort, that takes intention, that takes learning, that takes an education. And it also takes courage to break the cycles that you're used to.
Yeah, and I think you hit on the word choice. Wouldn't anybody listening like to have choices in their parenting toolkit when things arise? Besides just, okay, I've either got this or this, or my way or the highway, or like, yeah. So...
Yeah, classic four. Fear, force, bribery, and rewards is usually what people have in their toolkit for as a choice.
Right, so here, you know, we're saying... You've got much more than that. You've got so much more than that, and you can be so much more creative as a parent. And this concept of firm and kind has a whole range of different options for you within it, depending on the situation that you're in. So we just want to give you guys more choices. And like Wendy said, you know, you can break generational cycles where, you know, let's be honest, a lot of parents, generations before us, it didn't seem too creative. And it didn't seem to really highlight connection and relationship within the mix of choices.
Yeah.
Also want to hear from you guys too. So we recorded some podcasts recently where we were drinking caffeinated coffee, and today we're on decaf. What do you prefer?
I know.
What's the pace that you like?
You can probably totally tell my difference.
Today we're decaf. I think I can tell Wendy's speed and words per minute. But, you know, we'll see. Gosh. So you guys give us some feedback there.
I love it, T. Okay, so I love what you just highlighted about the choice. And we are going to talk about that more in our point number four about aiming for practice and progress over perfection. Because... yeah, I have a lot to say about the choices thing, because you have to actually dive deep into education and support in order to fully be at choice. You can't just be at choice by listening to a podcast episode. So I want to make sure you guys understand that. So, or
but
reading
you're
here. A book.
Thank you.
But you're here. It is such an honor to be with you this morning. We know that your time is valuable, families, and it's just a real honor that Terry and I get to support you. So thank you. We love you all. Okay, you guys. So let's talk number one about understanding what firmness is. And I thought it would be good just to pull up a simple definition so we can start to look at that. So let's see, who is this? Merriam-Webster says firm is securely or solidly fixed in place, or not weak or uncertain, or having a solid structure that resists stress and pressures. Mm. I love that one, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So those are kind of the big ones there. But firmness is so important in our parenting walk, you guys. And I just want to make sure we don't get it confused with overpowering, controlling, hurting, having any association with pain or shame or any of those things. So firmness, you know, it's like I like to think of a solid structure, which this definition highlighted, where, you know, I was building a presentation for my Bonfire membership group last month about how to live with abundant in an abundance mindset as a parent versus a scarcity mindset. And I was just kind of doing some research, and I came across a story of a house built in Mexico Beach in Florida. And that...
Wait, Mexico Beach in Florida?
I know.
Man, that's not confusing.
I know. It looks like such a beautiful little town. But there was a family that came in and built a house right on the ocean there, I want to say maybe a few years ago, 5 or 10 years ago. I think this storm came through, I don't know, maybe it came a few years ago, and the house was built 7 to 10 years ago. But this family decided that they were going to take an extra amount of time to figure out how to build the strongest house with the firmest walls and the firmest materials. And it did cost a little bit more, and it took a lot more time. So they kind of documented the building process, and it was kind of an experiment because it's right on the ocean.
Sure.
And so nowadays, if you were to Google Mexico Beach right now, like before and after the storm, and or Mexico Beach, like strong house, let's say, I'm sure you could find it. And maybe I'll include a picture in the show notes page. You'll see this one house that survived this storm almost impeccably.
Wow.
So the houses beside it are demolished. They're literally to the ground. I mean, the whole town was demolished. It was so sad, right? Those towns in the hurricane areas are heartbreaking. And this house stood. Like, it endured the storm. And that's what we're trying to go here for at Fresh Start Family. When you build a house that has firm, strong walls, it allows you to raise children in human souls where nobody needs to get hurt. You can teach important life lessons. You can endure the challenges that come your way. Your children are going to have seasons where they are learning life skills. They're going to have times when they make mistakes, and they don't quite know how to be respectful when they're PO'd or they're angry or they're bummed, or they've watched you model something to them and they're kind of repeating it, but they don't know how to break that yet. Like, there are going to be times when your kids are in power surge stages of life. We always say between the toddler years or the tween and teens, those are when you can expect power surge stages of life, no matter what kind of personality your child has. They are always going to push back more between the ages of 2 and 6, and then again between the ages of, say, 12 and 18. So that is, I think it's just so important that we build up a family foundation that you can endure life's challenges successfully. One more thing I'm going to say about that. I saw a quote come in from Glennon Doyle, the author, the other day, that says, "Being human is not hard because you're doing it wrong. It's hard because you're doing it right. You will never change the fact that being human is hard. So you must change the idea that it was never supposed to be easy." And it also reminds me of quotes I've seen about, you know, it's not that you're doing it wrong. You're just carrying the load wrong, right? Like, it's, the challenges are going to come your way. Storms are going to come your way. So what type of walls are you building, and are they firm, and are they, you know, we're going to get into kind too. So I don't know. What are your thoughts, Terry, about it?
I got a few thoughts. You know, I'm very visual, so I start picturing this house, and I actually haven't seen this house, so I'm interested in Googling this after and checking it out. But, so I would imagine then, Wendy, and this is kind of a question, that when you choose what types of walls to build, you know, those kind of can be things that are rooted around your morals and your, you know, what type of family we are, and things that need that structure in order for you to survive those storms. They're not just rules that are maybe unnecessary. It's the things that are really provide the genuine structure for the family unit of, you know, we will always aim for this, or, you know, yes, we have to go to school, or, you know, certain things that maybe just always need to stand. But I am going to want to learn more about that myself, because I feel like I have a couple questions. But then I also have this visual of this house of, you know, you could build this strong house that's completely with the idea that it's firm in mind.
Right.
But it won't be a home unless it's comfortable and has, it's decorated. You don't want to sleep on the floor. It's got to have something that's cushy about it. And is that the kind in this situation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really taking this analogy
I love it. Yeah.
Analogy in my head is like, Yeah, so what? You built the strongest house in the world, but who's going to want to live there?
Right.
If it also doesn't include love and kindness and understanding. And
some rugs.
And some rugs. And you gotta feel like it's a home, too.
Yes. And yeah, I love the where you're going with the visualization. But I think this is a good area to make sure we speak into the myth that just because it appears to be strong concrete walls doesn't mean that it's actually firm. And
right.
when it comes to parenting, just because you've had maybe generations before you or so-called mentors or people in your community teach you or tell you that what you're doing is firm and good and strong, make sure you're receiving both sides. Because again, fear, force, intimidation, overpowering, controlling, you may have people in your life who tell you, if you build a house with that, it's going to be strong. I'm here to tell you it's not. It will not work for you, and it will not help. It will not get you through a gnarly storm once your kids become young adults and tweens, teens, young adults. You're the strength of your house, the firmness, the so-called firmness, will start to be shaken, and at that point, it's a lot harder to do things different. You know, so it's like this question of like, well, what do you see as firm, right? So.
Well, it's not the relationship skill you want to build your house on so that you send your kids out into the world with that's their go-to tool either.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I spent 18 years putting fear on you.
Because I thought it was strong. I thought it was going to help you endure the
storms. So here, you go be strong out in the world, and you just go put some of that fear out into the world through the people that you meet and through your future wife and husband and kids, too.
Yeah.
This is the generational cycle thing that we're talking about, in that there's so much more strength in vulnerability, and yet you can still have a household built on integrity and morals and things that you deem important, while not, you know, just going to fear, force, bribery, rewards, intimidation.
Yeah, so that's something, you know, you want to think about when you're thinking about, okay, firmness is be unshakable, right? So I know we love Christine Kane. She's an incredible pastor. And I know I went through her 365-day devotional. Now I pass it on to Terry because she is just a firecracker.
It so much. I'm going through it again.
Oh, she is one of the most, well, the reason why I say it is because one of her devotionals is called Unshakable. But she is the ultimate like example of how to be firm with your long-term goals, with your moral compass, with your faith, with what you believe in, right? And so some other examples, are Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King Jr., Malala Yousafzai, Jesus, of course. Like, these are people who showed that you don't shake upon what your, what are your long-term beliefs? What is your morals? What are your family values? Like, get in touch with those and make sure that you are firm in those, because it may take you 5, 10, 15, 20, a lifetime to have those come to fruition, but don't give up. Like, make sure, we've talked about this in other episodes, like, make sure you're actually sitting down with your spouse and talking about your long-term goals for your children and for your family. And then make sure you're questioning it. If you are still relying on those four classics, the fear, force, bribery, intimidation, I'll just say fear, force, bribery, and rewards to teach those long-term values, then, I would encourage you to step into learning on a consistent basis.
Right. And so you list those names of people, their lives and the way that they carried out their lives were all built on, number one, love.
Yes. Yes.
So
exactly.
What are you building your house and your family on? Because if it's not number one, love, you're replacing it with something else.
And just make sure you don't buy into the myth that love and pain go hand in hand, because they never do.
Right.
They never, ever, ever do, families. And don't just, if you've ever been taught that, just come to the table. You are always welcome at our table. We would love to teach you a different way, because it never, ever is associated. Yes, people make mistakes. People are human. guys, all of us are going to, leave so-called imprints on our children because we're human. We're going to make mistakes. However, when you have an intention and a goal to include and associate pain with love, that's where we're like, hey, let us teach you a different way. So that's a little bit more about firmness. Another way to think of it is like, you know, as Terry just mentioned, the love as the biggest, strongest common denominator in your family unit. And it can be fierce love. Like fierce love where you're like, no, I am not ever giving up on you. I am not giving up on my belief that we can teach you how to be a good, kind human being by being a good, kind human being to you. I'm never going to give up. I'm never going to resort to overpowering you again or controlling you again or hurting you again. Like, I'm not giving up on you. That's what I like to think of when you're like fierce love, where like anger almost comes into the equation and you're like, man, I'm bummed that I've been fed this lie that I have to do this with my children when now I'm getting the message that I don't, and I'm gonna freaking change. Like, have it fuel you to have fierce love so you can then get busy building this firm foundation that we're talking about.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've said it before, but jumping into life and doing life this way can seem messy. And it is. Life's messy. It's like the quote that you read earlier. But this is where true strength lives. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not in going to these.
Oh my gosh, there's just a spider on you. A big one.
Oh, nice. Well, if I run away at some point during the podcast, you'll know what happened.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, this is true strength.
Yes, yes.
Parents, jump in, get into the game. This is vulnerability and learning a new way to do things, getting messy.
Okay.
This is true strength.
And I think it's important before we move on. So we've talked a lot about kind of like theory and this idea, right? So let's give you guys some actual examples of what we talk about, you know, what we mean when we say you need to, you know, you want to be able to be really firm with your kids. So there are, many rules and boundaries we all have within our homes where it is important that you stick to them. And we're going to get into the kindness thing here in a second, but we could, you know, say, we could brainstorm on a lot, right? So here's a few of ours where I'm like, whoa, this is firm, absolutely firm. We are not budging. We talk a lot here at Fresh Start Family about bending with parameters, which does come into play even when you have firm boundaries and rules within your home. And a lot of times you are just going to be unshakable. You are going to be so firm that you're like, no. So having children who are kind and respectful to their parents is a firm rule in our home. Having children who wear helmets and are really well trained in safety on like streets or out in the world when they're riding bikes or skateboards is a firm rule. Like,
and this doesn't mean there's not going to be mistakes made and we don't have to do redos and things like that. So I don't want people to think, okay, this is inscribed in stone on the wall, and if you break rule number one, you're ousted from the family. No, you go into action and there's a lot of tools that you can use to then deal with that.
Yeah, which implements the kind part.
Yes.
Well, hey there, families. I have a question for you. What if you could be an effective, firm, and kind parent without relying on fear, force, bribery, and rewards? Wouldn't that feel so good? Can I get a heck yes? I know, you guys all want this, but the problem is parenting for you hasn't been what you imagined and has you feeling exhausted, frustrated, and worried instead of joyful and confident. You're sick and tired of relying on threats and raising your voice to get your kids to listen, and you may even feel like you're stuck in Groundhog's Day cycle because you've inherited an outdated parenting model that no longer works to influence kids to listen and cooperate well. Trust me, you guys, I have so been there before too, but I've found a simple solution to end the drama. Introducing my new Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint program that is such a simple way to step into learning with Fresh Start Family. This new program of mine is very, very affordable and includes a simple blueprint and step-by-step plan where you'll get a video training on the Fresh Start Family 4-step firm and kind parenting process, as well as a learning guide and a printable pack to make teaching kids easy. Don't wait another second, families. Head over to firmandkindparentingblueprint.com to check out this new program and get started today.
So, you know, we have a firm rule in our house that we don't believe that we have to, that it's okay for anybody to give another person an attitude. So that's whether it's children towards us or us towards children. We are not okay with attitudes. We have firm rules around absolutely no technology is allowed in the bedroom. Now, we Terry and I mess up more, like sometimes we're pretty good now, but we make mistakes, right? Like we slip backwards sometimes. We're going to talk again in point number 4 about aiming for progress over perfection. But for our children, we're like, we are firm. Like they are not going to have technology in their bedrooms. What else are some of our really firm rules?
Yeah, those are good ones. We did have to bend on that one a little bit during quarantine when the kids were homeschooling to be able to do some schoolwork in their room. But again, that's the bending with parameters. But all of these are great. And a lot of them, you know, are linked to safety. So whether it be internet safety or physical safety, things like that. That's why, you know, we're pretty gnarly on those. And we try to do our best too to explain to our kids why. I think that's part of this firm and kind thing too, is so that they understand why. And it's not just a rule for the sake of it being a rule, to where they're just like, my mom and dad are a little crazy about this. My friends are able to do this, or I see people skate without helmets on, or like whatever it might be. We definitely spend a lot of time explaining why.
Yeah, that's another one around tech. We have so many firm rules around tech. Stella being a tween now, she begs for the ability to be on TikTok and apps that so many other kids have just untethered access to, and parents don't really understand the really gnarly detrimental effects of these platforms for developing children's brains. So that's another one, super firm on, super firm that we, Taryn, you know, our little guy, we don't do video games that are we don't do video games at all right now as far as like consoles, but we're super firm that we do not have like pretend murder games like in our house. So if we have, Terry and I've always said, if we ever do bend on having an actual console, you know, maybe we'll be like Super Mario Brothers or Pac-Man.
Racing games or something like that. Yeah,
right.
Like car
but
games.
These are just some examples of our firm, like where the firmness shows up in our life, right? We also, like I could go on and on with how many firm rules we have and boundaries we have. So everybody has their own different set of firm boundaries that are really important to their family, right?
And I don't want anybody tuning out, but like if you're sitting there looking at your list and it doesn't like match up with ours and say, oh, well, this isn't for us. You get to determine what's right for you guys. This has been our journey. So our journey, the things that we've become aware of, the books we've read, the things that we're seeing have led us to these things. Your list might look a little different. You might have video games in the house. You might have these things. And who knows, maybe next year you might think differently. But I just don't want anybody to look at it and be like, oh, Fresh Start Family and positive parenting means this. This is just our family.
Yeah, and I really just want you guys to start understanding what we're talking about when we're saying practicing firmness in your parenting walk. I really believe that we are more alike than we're different. So even though we may have different, you know, we definitely, all of us have different boundaries and rules, we are so alike. We all have the similar long-term goals, right? We want to raise kind human beings who respect other people, respect other children, respect elders, respect their parents. Like, we all want to raise, children who are intrinsically motivated, not externally motivated, but have strong internal self-regulation muscles and self-control muscles. We all want to raise children who are willing to help other people and to share with other people, who are able to forgive, who are able to work out things peacefully with each other, and whether it's other friends on the block or their boyfriend in high school or their colleagues once they get in the workplace. Like, these are all goals that I know all of us share long term that I want us all to be very firm on. So firmness is important. Let's move on to kindness.
Let's do it.
Okay. So kindness, if we look at that definition in Merriam again, things that are listed are a good or benevolent, you don't have to say that word.
A good or benevolent nature or disposition as a person.
A kind and loving person. Having, showing, or proceeding from.
Benevolence.
Thank you, Dee. Sometimes I've learned to not even try with these words. It's like catastrophe. Catastrophizing. Well, I've tried to say that one before and I mess it up. So.
I think it's one thing to like say the word, but when you see it spelled out, sometimes it's such a weird like spelling too. You're like, yes. That can't really be the way that word's spelled.
Yes. Considerate or helpful, humane, be like, as you know, being kind, mild, gentle, clement, and affectionate. These are all things that come up when you look at kind. So I really, you know, when I think of kind, I immediately, like, the fruits of the spirit come to me, right? But that scripture is one of my favorite scriptures of all time. But kindness to me is also, and firmness, but, you know, it makes me think of it when we talk about kindness, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Like, that is what is like, whoo, that fill my basket up with that, and I feel like I'm going to be successful being kind. Now, this is, of course, easier said than done in our parenting walk, which is where Fresh Start Family comes in, because we get to teach you all of these tools and strategies where you really can be firm while implementing these strategies that also keep you connected to your kids, help them feel safe, help you not to have to be the one that overpowers, controls, or hurts other human beings, because that's not who you were designed to be. That's not how any of us were designed to be. And also just help you to never give up. Right. So It's like, it's this beautiful combination. But I recently learned, I've been kind of learning a little bit more about the Enneagram and trying to get into that. And it's taken me a long time because it's a lot to learn, like, what number you are. And it's just more of like a little, I'm interested now that I know what number I am. And I know I'll probably get so many DMs because people are so interested. Once you start to talk about Enneagram, what number are you? And I do want to know what number you are, babe. But I recently learned that, you know, people used to think that Mother Teresa was like a two or a three, which what I'm learning is that these are like helpers and like, you know, there's a lot more associated with those numbers, I think. Again, many of you are listening to this and you're probably like, you know, if I'm wrong, whatever. But recently people are starting to think that Mother Teresa is maybe more of an eight, which is kind of in this like anger triad, which means that she is so like these people get things done. Like they are relentless. They are the like ultimate firmness, right? Like, if they are passionate about something, they're going to get it done. But she was like a mature eight, which means she showed up as she did, as Mother Teresa. And I just thought it was so cool to learn that that someone who is like the epitome of kindness, right, which was Mother Teresa, was actually possibly one of the firmest human beings on the planet. Because I when I think of like the eights, they are very like, as I'm learning, they're very driven. They're very determined. They're very like justice button people. Like, I wonder if our Stella is an eight, because she is very concerned about making sure there is equal treatment for people. She's just fight, like she would be a great one to have on a committee, or to, you know, we always joke that she would make a great lawyer if she was on the right side and standing up for what is right in the world, or people who have been wronged, like our friend Rupal in New York City. So, you know, just when you think of kindness, remember, like, yes, it is all those things, right? The gentleness, the patience, the peace, the self-control, the love, the joy, and it just really does go hand in hand with the firmness too. You don't, it doesn't have to be exclusive. What do you think, Tay?
No, it's
incredible. Oh, Mr. Rogers is another one.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers. I mean, yeah, you all these people that you're talking about also, like, they had a long time of really standing firm for what they believed with this love and kindness or this way of life or this way, you know, Mr. Rogers is, love and respect for kids.
And he was so firm with his moral compass, like would not give up.
And that's, that takes some serious strength and endurance. Even though it's not being displayed in the way that, you know, a lot of people might typically think of strength and endurance, like people see strength almost like more associated with like fear, I think.
As
a stereotype.
Especially like, for men, right?
You're big, you're strong, you could knock me out with one punch, like things like that.
Right.
But here we are saying like, try trying to change the perception of culture's view on something over decades and decades and decades. And having so many people say things about you, push back on you and everything, but still return with kindness and firmness over the long term.
Love, that's mercy, strength. Joy. Yes, like it's so...
That's strength.
It is so strength, yeah.
And I mean, if we're going to talk about the ultimate strength, I mean, there Jesus did it, even knowing that he was going to be put to the most horrible death ever, still did it.
Yep, exactly. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I could spend so much time on kindness because it is worth investing in, you guys. It is easier said than done because we're human beings. There's going to be moments when we talk so much here about it at Fresh Start Family, but there are going to be moments when you rise up and there's fire coming out of your head, or you are just so scared that by sticking with the compassion, the kindness, the peace, the humbleness, humility is a huge one that is in line with kindness. By sticking with that, like, oh no, what if I don't raise a child who is kind and respectful and respects authority or all these things? Like, there will be moments, and we are here to tell you that you can stay the course and always be kind. And if you ever question what is kind when you're working with your children, ask yourself, would you do it to your neighbor? Would you do it to your grandma if they needed to learn something? Would you do it to your pastor? Would you do it to your best friend or your best friend's children? Like, you know, is it kind? Is it respectful? Those are really good questions to ask yourself. Yeah. And if you wouldn't do it to everybody around you, it's just not okay to do it to your kids. And also, again, remember, guys, it's not sustainable long term. So when Terry's talking about the strength, right, the so-called old school version of strength, it's normally because there's like a disadvantage from somebody else, right? So, for example, if you're raising sons, like, I remember the time when my brother became bigger than my dad. And that is a time when you need to have true strength in your relationship, true influence. Not just, I'm going to take you and hurt you in a calm time to teach you a lesson, and then you'll respect my authority. It's like, no, I've shown you for the last decade, 15 years of your life, that I'm going to return kindness to you, even on your darkest days, even on the days you make mistakes. I'm going to show you kindness. I'm never going to give up on you. I never did give up on you. I kept returning love and patience and humility, and I taught you day in and day out. That's what equals actually true strength and a relationship where you have true influence over your children, rather than just you thinking that strength, could be that you just teach them a lesson, and then they grow up to respect you. It often doesn't work out like that.
Families, I have a question for you. Would you love to be able to set really strong boundaries and rules with your children and then follow through with consistency and firm kindness? If yes, listen up. I have a program called the Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint that I'd love for you to go check out. You can learn more over at freshstartfamilyonline.com/firmandkind. kind. Inside of this quick, easy to finish program, I'll teach you 4 steps to really setting those strong rules, but then following through in a way where you're using connection and firm kindness. And what I'll teach you will actually cause your children to want to cooperate with you because they truly respect you and value the rule and the boundary and understand how it serves them, not just something that they have to do or else. And it's just an incredible feeling when you go to bed at night knowing that you followed through on the rules and the strong boundaries in your home without relying on hand-me-down parenting tactics like fear, force, threats, yelling, harsh punishments that really create usually fear in your household, right? We want our children to listen to us because they respect us and because they understand why being part of the team, cooperating well, respecting rules, all those things, why that feels good as a human being. We want to do those things in ways that cause our children to want to respect us, not just because they're scared of us or a consequence. And that's exactly what I'm going to teach you inside this program. So again, head on over to freshstartfamilyonline.com/firm and kind to learn more. But in under an hour, this program will teach you some really effective strategies on how to create agreements with your kids instead of compliance statements, which is where a lot of parents go wrong and why their children don't end up respecting the rules or the agreements that they've made. And then I'm going to teach you how to use empathy. I'll teach you how to engage your kids' critical thinking skills when you tell them to do something and they say no. And then I'm also going to encourage you to understand how to empower your children. When children feel empowered, especially strong-willed kids, they will cooperate a whole heck of a lot easier. Okay? So I want you to go learn about this program and let me know if you have any questions. freshstartfamilyonline.com/firm and kind.
Yeah. Okay. Think about the, if you had a choice for what type of leader you'd want for yourself, knowing that nobody knows everything, we're all learning every day, and you have somebody that's going to mentor you through life, much like you're mentoring your kids through. What qualities would you put on that person? And when you make a mistake, how would you like to be dealt with?
Yeah, or taught, you know, like, because I think dealt with brings up a lot of like, well, I was always dealt like this and it worked, right? So it's like, how would you in a perfect world like to be taught, right? If you do make a mistake and you've had a bad day and you haven't had a good night's sleep and you're scared or you're worried or you might be catching a cold and you slip up and you say something or you, you know, you choose to do something that is out of integrity and later on as you're going to bed, you totally regret it because you're designed with the beautiful internal, you know, moral compass, basically, which your own body, your own heart is going to tell you, hey, that wasn't quite the way you should have handled it earlier today. How would you want someone to walk into a room and teach you? So this is a really good question. Okay, you guys, we're going to cruise through these last 2 points. So the number 3 is practice the firm and kind 4-step process. So this is something we teach really extensively here at First Turf Family. And I've actually been working really hard behind the scenes on a new, very easy to access and get into introductory program about the 4-step firm and kind process that I'll be announcing very soon.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I'm so excited. I've been working so hard behind the scenes on this, guys. But this 4-step firm and kind process that involves making agreements with your kids, showing empathy when they start to push back, restating the agreement, and then giving choices is such a phenomenal process that when you gain fluency and you start to do this day in and day out, it becomes natural. And it's a process that helps you stick to those limits consistently and to do it with firmness. So you don't, because I have so many clients who they can be really good at sticking to their limits, but they normally rely on the threats and the fear and the force to get their children to actually follow through with the limits. So we teach a new way here. Well, you don't have to do the fear, force, or the bribery and rewards. Normally, I find that families who are deep in one usually have the other. So fear and force, threats, intimidation, overpowering, controlling, normally those families are oft also using the bribery and rewards. So we really do, I know it sounds crazy, but we really do empower families to to take a break from it all. And once families really invest in the learning and see it through, it's crazy what kind of human beings it raises.
Yeah, and you know, if you're wondering if you're using this a lot, if you find yourself using a lot of if-then statements, if you do this, then, whether it's through, that could be a reward, or that could be a threat. Or if you are threatening spankings, if you're threatening taking away things constantly, if you're always kind of holding something over your child's head to take away, you're probably in a pattern that maybe you don't even realize how deep you are. Here's a new way of doing things. And it feels so much better, and it is such a wonderful long-term way to have a better relationship with your children.
Yes, and again, as we share this with you families, this is not about a better, like even us telling you this is the better way. This is, our goal here is always to give you the choice and to help you understand what it's felt like for our family to now be going on, let's see, Stella's 12 and a half.
And we were there too. We were there, yeah. So yeah, that when I say better, it is a personal thing because we were there, and we just want the best for everybody. When we see something as amazing as the fruits that and the everything that has happened because of all of these seeds that we've planted years ago that are coming to life, we're like, oh my gosh, I just want this for so many people.
Yes,
this is why Wendy has dedicated her life and career to this. This is why we're on this podcast, to just get this out to people. This is. We believe so much in this. So we just want that for people.
Because this is one of those long-term things that you don't really get to experience unless you have the courage at some point to say, I'm going to commit to learning how to do this. And right. So Stella's 12 and a half. We started when she was like 3. So it's 9 years. It's almost a decade now where we literally don't use those 4 things. We don't ever think that that's an option. Like we used to bribe Stella with fruit snacks before we got into the work for being good, right, and going potty, and that was the last of it. Like, since then, we've moved through every single stage, thank God, because of this work and because we also have had mentors over the years and people who have taught us. I mean, I've had so many people who have trained me and spent time with me, and we've had so many private coaching sessions and programs and endless hours in the classroom, right?
It's all growth,
and we've fallen in love with it because, man, long term, to have a child that is becoming a teenager, that you're like, yeah, she doesn't expect a reward for just doing what's right in the world. Now, of course, it's not perfectly easy. Like, you know, you got to get creative to get her to do her chores, and she's pretty darn good with it. But it feels so good to have this long term, like, yeah, it's just, we didn't use it. We didn't need to. Yeah. There was no need to. And at times we were challenged. We had to like close our bedroom door and be like, oh, what do we, you know, we can do this and get creative. So we just want to encourage you guys. It is worth it long term. The 4-step firm and kind process really, really helps. And I cannot wait to announce that program. It's called the Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint. It will be available for purchase very, very soon. It's a really low price point, and it's going to be such a wonderful way for so many families to get actually step into actual learning about more of this work. So, okay, you guys, last thing we have on our list is aim for practice and progress over perfection. So you can see up above, you know, I say practice the firm and kind 4-step process, not perfect.
Or do it.
Right. In order to practice something, you need to get support. You need to have somebody or a community, preferably, in my opinion, a community and a coach and a teacher who will coach you and encourage you and keep you accountable along the way. Because as you learn this process, there will be days when you're like, oh my gosh, it's just easier. Like, I just had a member last week. I love my members because I mentor them on how to be truly authentic and real with me, so I can help them get to the bottom of the problem or the root of the misbehavior and help them have future change within themselves and their kids. But she said last week, she says, it just feels like it's going to be so much better if I can just give the attitude back. And, you know, I forget what else she said, but it was something involving like force and not of integrity parenting, right? And I just kind of gave her a virtual hug, and I said, I know it seems easier, and it's not in the long term for your mental health, for your family, for your child. It's not going to get you the results you want. So you're safe. You're here. The community is backing you, and you can do this. So tomorrow's a fresh start. You can do this. You, it's okay. One day you're going to mess up. One day you're not going to have the patience. One day you're going to question, like, can it really work? Can staying 100% in integrity with the fruits of the Spirit, can that really work? And then another day you're going to be like, whoa, I had the courage to see it through, and it worked, right? Like, just the other night, for example, it was a hard night for me because I had a friend who I adore and love so much, but she had actually told me that she had kind of gotten in such a low point of her parenting, and she had never been able to make it to classes and never been able to really get deeper into the learning. So she had heard it from, an overhead, surface level, but she had never really gotten the support to apply the tools and see the beautiful rewards from it. But and so she told me, she says, we've decided to start, bring back corporal punishment, and that's our go-to, that's our tool. We don't do it much, but that is going to be what we revert to if we need to, if we feel like the thing was respect is not being given. The blatant disrespect, it seemed like, was a hot button topic. And it was hard for me, right? Because for a lot of reasons, and I love her so much. So that night, I got off our call. We were on a pretty long call, and I came up, and the kids started to fight, and a little bit, like, they were just bickering over, like, who's touching the dog, and, like, just, they were tired, and, like, we had let them watch a movie that night, and they were poking at each other, and I just was like, you know what, guys? You gotta go to bed. Like, there's no tuck-ins tonight. I'm not in a good state of mind right now. Like, I need you to go to bed. And so I practiced some firmness there. And they were like, what? What are you talking about? And I was like, tomorrow you can make a different choice. And it's not okay to sit in our bed and have arguments and basically be disrespectful while mom and dad were trying to talk. And so you need to get in your bed. There won't be any tuck-ins tonight. And it was hard for everybody. It was a very hard evening, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You and I were like, man, that was not easy. And I felt like it would just needed to happen. Like, it was already late bedtime. That's it. There was no discussion around it. And then knowing that my dear friend was, making a different choice as far as how she was handling the disrespect in her little girl. So I was just kind of like, struggling with it. And I woke up the next morning, and our little girl walked down the stairs, and I was in my office, and she walked in and she said, without having to hurt her the night before or overpower or control or yell or shame or lay physical harm on her, she walked down the next morning and she came into my office and she said, Mama, can we please start over? She says, I am so sorry about that last night. I realized, like, we, and I said, oh, thank you for the apology. What are you sorry about? And she says, I realized that we were being really disrespectful. You were just trying to have a conversation with Daddy, and Taryn and I were starting to bicker and poke at each other, and it was really disrespectful, and that's not okay. And so she says, would it be okay if we start over today? And I'm committed to doing it differently. And I was just like, oh my gosh,
there,
like,
it is.
This is what it's all about. Like, this has been a decade of teaching this little girl. That when she messes up, there will be firm limits. We're not going to cave. We're not permissive. That's not what we do here, guys. And we didn't need to hurt her. Yeah. I didn't need to send you in there. It was like such a pivotal, like, it was such a beautiful moment. And it just was a lot because, I know that my friend was making a different choice in that same evening, possibly. And I just think about the long-term effects for you guys. And I just want you to know that we're always here to support you. And we see you. We admire you. We know it's hard. And you're raising human little souls. You're raising the next generation of leaders. And it means so much that you're here, that you're listening, that you give a damn. Please continue to give a damn. Aim for progress, not for perfection. Stay in learning. Check out the new Firm and Kind Parenting Blueprint. Once it hits the shelves, I'll make sure you know about it. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
For links and all of the information we talked about in today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/57.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate, disciplined toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.